San Francisco and Oakland share a bay and a bridge. They also share a civic rivalry. That came to a head earlier this year when the Golden State Warriors announced they were planning to leave Oakland's Oracle Arena in 2017 for a yet-to-be-built waterfront park on San Francisco's Embarcadero. That news made former mayor and current lieutenant governor Gavin Newsom pretty pleased.
As an ex-mayor, I love to quote other ex-mayors, and I think the most quotable is Pericles, who said to the Athenians, "We do not imitate, for we are a model to others." That's San Francisco, and that's this project. This is about as good as it gets.
On the other hand, in another era, Gertrude Stein once famously said of Oakland, "There's no there there." And soon, there may be no professional sports teams there either. The A's would probably belong to San Jose by now if the San Francisco Giants didn't hold territorial rights over the South Bay, territory that was ironically granted to them in 1990 by the, wait for it, the Oakland A's. That move would leave the Raiders as the last team standing, at least until someone offers them a field that isn't a concrete island lined with barbed wire fences. And they've already left for L.A. once before. So for how long will Oakland remain a professional sports town? KALW's Holly J. McDeed reports.
It was a cloudless blue day. The bay shimmered beneath San Francisco's Pier 30. Loudspeakers belted trained soul sister. A fire department boat shot off water cannons. Mayor Ed Lee smiled as though his daughter were coming home for Christmas. Which would be true if his daughter were the Golden State Warriors basketball team.
And it's been 41 years since the Warriors played here in San Francisco, and in my humble opinion, it's time to welcome them home.
For San Francisco residents, it's a win, win, and win. Unless they're trying to get anywhere on the Embarcadero on game day. The proposed arena's $400 to $500 million price tag will be privately financed. The city will have a new venue for concerts and conventions, and the whole shebang will create thousands of jobs and pump hundreds of millions of dollars into the city's economy, at least according to Warriors co-owner Peter Guber.
So we have one mission today, a world-class venue, a beacon for the Warriors, and a lightning rod to attract the best and the brightest performing talent and cultural talent that this city deserves. It's a mission where everybody wins.
Everybody? Well, the sun was shining over in Oakland, too, but there it cast shadows. Warriors fans watching from across the bay felt betrayed. The Warriors currently play in a complex south of downtown Oakland, at Oracle Arena, which shares a parking lot with the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum. It's a really, really big parking lot. The fans of three sports teams currently share it. There, I meet a fan, Brandon Wood, who is tailgating an hour before an A's game.
They'll probably lose a lot of East Bay Warrior fans, but I think they'll actually gain more fans going into the city, unfortunately.
Wood, who's sporting the A's green and yellow t-shirt, squirts ketchup onto his hot dog. He likes to eat before going into the stadium. Beers there cost $8. And if he wants a post-game drink, it's an hour-long walk to the nearest bar. Inconvenient, but
I love this stadium. It's great. I don't care that it's old. I think it's great. It's classic.
He's right. It's old. San Francisco sports columnist Scott Osler says the complex fits a dated model before stadiums were built in city centers.
So nobody thought about, wow, let's put a restaurant up right next to the Coliseum. And the way they're just built with giant parking lots around them. So that was not the mindset when they were built.
The Coliseum was built for the Raiders in 1966. The A's came from Kansas City in 68, the Warriors in 71, and they were winners.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Oakland Coliseum for the fourth game of the 1972 World Series.
The A's won three championships in a row from 1972 to 1974, and the Warriors? They beat the Washington Bullets in 1975. Then the Raiders, in their 1976-77 campaign, rained terror over the Minnesota Vikings to become Super Bowl champions, as captured here by NFL Films.
Nothing on earth that blocked or tackled or passed or ran could have stopped the Raiders on Black Sunday.
It was a triumphant era of sports in Oakland, set to triumphant music.
And it was a real, I don't know what you call it, synergy or whatever going on.
Again, columnist Scott Osler.
You had great teams, exciting teams, interesting teams, fun teams, owners who cared, fans who were passionate and cared. And I guess maybe what's changed in that picture is, I guess if you look at it, it's mostly the ownership, because I don't think the fans have gotten less passionate.
He says soon after, it stopped being about fun and games so much as about making a profit. In the past 25 years, TV revenue for the NFL jumped 700%. Teams that were selling for $70 million in the mid-1980s are now worth $1 billion.
They used to be more, each team would be more of a mom-and-pop type thing, owned by a typically owned by a businessman and everything. Now they're owned by corporations. They're worth a ton more. There's so much more advertising money. And so now it's not just a local fun thing. Now it's a big, big business.
The Oakland A's recently hosted the New York Yankees at the Coliseum. The A's surprisingly swept the series on the field. Quite an upset, considering the Yankees' payroll nearly quadrupled their host. You can trace the inequity to a lack of a lucrative TV contract and a dearth of people at the park. The A's have the third lowest attendance in Major League Baseball, drawing about 21,000 fans a game. It's simple math. Low attendance means less money to spend on players. On a similar note, the city of Oakland had to let dozens of municipal workers go in ongoing efforts to balance its budget. Now A's owner Lou Wolf wants to move the team to bigger and richer San Jose, away from diehard fans like Brendan Wood.
I can't speak to the owner because, to be honest, I haven't really heard much about him. All I know is that he really wants them to move. So maybe he doesn't care about the fans so much. I think he cares maybe probably a little bit more about the money.
By he, Wood might as well say they, considering Warriors owners Peter Guber and Joe Lacob's flashy San Francisco press conference.
So we have to take and make this venue a state-of-the-art technology, state-of-the-art, but it's got to serve state-of-the-heart, state-of-the-heart.
That showed columnist Scott Osler, basically they want nothing to do with Oakland.
Oakland to them is podunk, it's nowhere, they don't want to be there.
Oakland Mayor Jean Kwan has said she wants to keep her city's sports teams. She touts a new Coliseum City as the answer. It would include a new ballpark for the A's, a new stadium for the Raiders, a new arena for the Warriors, a convention center, a hotel, and a retail strip. The Oakland City Council voted unanimously in March to spend $3.5 million to come up with a development plan, something Kwan calls a game changer. Osler calls it a pipe dream.
Mayor Kwan's plan, it just seems almost childlike. It seems like on a scale of 1 to 1,000, that's the first little spot. It's almost like Mayor Kwan and her people sat around a lunch and said, hey, let's build a new ballpark and put some restaurants and stuff around it. Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Let's tell them we'll do that.
The Warriors' ownership says Mayor Kwan has never really given them any definitive proposals. So now they're drawing up plans to cross the bay. The A's are trying to find their way to San Jose. And the Raiders, well, they've left once already, haven't they? Mayor Kwan says she'll build Coliseum City whether or not the team stay, which Osler says is just plain silly.
It's not like they're Beverly Hills, and so I don't know where they're going to come up with all this money all of a sudden, build this gigantic, wonderful complex with no sports team to kind of anchor that complex. So to me, it sounds like BS, but I'm not a political expert.
Of course, saving sports is just part of Mayor Kwan's job, and she has been busy trying to reform her police department and rebuild downtown in a time of budget cuts. Facts not lost on fan Brandon Wood.
I think politicians have a lot of other stuff to focus on right now than their sports teams.
And on the bright side, if the Golden State Warriors do skip town, they will still be required to pay the city $7.6 million every year until 2026 for construction bonds on Oracle Arena. But then, as Osler says, that money wouldn't necessarily buy happiness in Oakland.
I think having three teams like that and with the support that they've been given over the years, it sort of does something for the heart of the city and the soul of the city. And it means something to the people in the city. It gives them a little pride, and I think it does a lot for the city, and I would hate to see them lose that.
Abandoned sports stadiums mostly stay abandoned. Houston has spent millions keeping the empty Astrodome open after the Astros and Oilers left them. No one knows what to do with the Pyramid in Memphis, where the NBA's Grizzlies used to play. Make it an aquarium? A casino? Looking further back, the Roman Colosseum was transformed into a tourist attraction. If the Warriors, A's, and Raiders do end up leaving, maybe the city's abandoned stadiums could stand as iconic symbols of victory before winning became too expensive for the city of Oakland. For Cross Currents, I'm Holly J. McDeed.